Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Ches. We are going to pick up again at the two dafs. We're going to backtrack a couple of lines on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis at Ira Dam Hapar L'Toch Dam Asayir. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Mendy Weissman in honor of the yahrzeit of his mother, Miriam Weissman, Miriam Bas Shner Zalman Aleha Shalom, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshem Shevin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is what we started to discuss yesterday, the machlokas, when exactly they would mix the Dama Par together with the Dama Sa'ir. Certainly, it had to be mixed at some point, and that some point had to be before they were mazah on the Tiaro Shel Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. However, there's machlokas whether they mixed the Dam before the Matan Dam on the Karnos Mizbeach HaPnimi. Meaning, certainly up until this point, when they would sprinkle the dam lefnei v'lefnim, when they sprinkle the dam in the paroches, they would not mix the dam. But then they had to bring the dam to the mizbeach, and they did two things with the dam by the mizbeach. They would place the dam on each of the karnos on mizbeach, the mizbeach apnimi. They would place the dam on the karnos on mizbeach, and then they would sprinkle the dam. The kohen gadol would sprinkle the dam on the top of the mizbeach. Certainly, before that last thing, he had to mix the dam. Question is, does he mix the dam before that second to last thing, before placing the dam on the karnos on mizbeach? And we have a raya as to who holds what in terms of that machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what the Mishnah meant when it said Nasanes Hamale Besoch HaRekan, that they take the empty, the full one, and they put it inside of the empty one. And the Gemara is going to ask, in general, if a person does Kabbalah with a double kli, he doubles up one kli inside of another, is that going to be a chatzitza? And we're going to discuss some of the details of the laws of chatzitza, whether min bimino is chotzeitz or eino chotzeitz. When you have two like kinds, do we assume that that generates a chatzitza or not? The Gemara is going to question if Kabbalah can be done with an absorbent material inside of the kli, meaning Kabbalah sadam, the dam's got to go straight into the kli. So what if you have like a sponge in the kli? Is that going to be a chatzitza? Or do we assume that since it's porous, that's considered as if the dam is going straight into the kli? The Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to discuss the blood of the par and the sa'ir on the mizbeach hapnimi, and the Gemara is going to talk about the by the other parim he sprinkles from beyond the mizbeach, where exactly he would stand when he would sprinkle on the paroches. And then the Gemara is going to discuss also machlokas about whether what order he would place the dam on the karnos mizbeach, and we're going to have several explanations of that machlokas as to why there would be a machlokas, why the Tanaim would disagree as the order of the Kronos HaMizbeach, which one he would place the Dam on first, second, third, and fourth. We're going to have four explanations of that machlokas, but only two of them are in today's daf. The next two are in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. So let's begin, let's backtrack again, back to the two dots on daf, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we said, Ira Dam Apar L'Toch Dam HaSa'ir, that he pours the Dam Apar into the Dam HaSa'ir, meaning at some point, he mixes the dam with each other. So Tanan Kamandi Amar Ma'arvin LeKranos. Our Mishnah seems to be assuming that at this stage of the Avoda, after he did the sprinkling of the dam lefnei v'lefnim, and he did the sprinkling of the dam on the paroches, now he goes over to the mizbeach hapidimi, and now he mixes the dam before he does anything, before he places the dam on the Kronos. Because the Pasuk says, V'yatzal mizbech, V'lokach midam aparu midam asayir, V'nasal karnos mizbech saviv, that he mixes the dam aparu and the dam asayir. That's the way this Tana seems to be understanding it. And then he puts on the karnos mizbech. But the truth is, it's machlokes, the itmar, Rabbi Yoshi of Rabbi Yonasan, Chadomer ma'arvin, V'chadomer ein ma'arvin. It's in fact the machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan, where one of them says that they do mix the dam before placing the dam on the karnos mizbech, and the other one says no, they only mix the dam before they place the dam, they sprinkle the dam on the gag of the mizbech. But on the karnos mizbech, the dam was still separate from each other before placing on the karnos mizbech. Now Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan are tanaim, so it is unusual to use the word di'itmar when introducing Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. Normally that's reserved for amoraim. So the Ritva points out that the Gemara says lashon of itmar because the Gemara is not quoting from a brisa or a mishnah. The amoraim had a kabbalah that Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan had such a machlokas. But there is no formal brisa or mishnah that's being quoted, and therefore we use the term itmar. Tosi Shanim says a little differently. He says that these were later Tanaim, like Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, and because of that, we blur the lines a little bit between Tanaim and Amoraim. Just like the Gemara says in many places, Rav Tanahu Upalig, even though Rav was not a Tana, he was an Amora. But he was sort of at the very beginning of the Amoraim and would therefore argue with Tanaim. So too, some of the later Tanaim we introduce with the word Itmar, and it's not inappropriate to introduce them with such terminology because they sort of straddle that line between the Tanaim and the Amoraim. Now, in Maseches Zvachim and Maseches Menachos, it's very clear that even if you hold that you're not Ma'ariv L'Kranos, everyone would agree that you're Ma'ariv the dam before you place it, before you sprinkle the dam on the gagol shel mizbeach, on the tiaro shel mizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach hapnimi. So Tosos explains on Nun Ches Amud Aleph that if you hold that on the kronos, you would place each dam bifnei atzmo. You would not have them mixed. That's because when it says v'lokach midam apar midam asayir, you assume that means each one independently. But by the hazah on the gagol mizbeach, it says it never says dam apar v'dam asayir. So since it never separates them out, that's why everyone agrees that when you're placing the dam on the tiyah rosh on the mizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach, that certainly that sprinkling is after the dam is already mixed. So bottom line is we have machlokas Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. Our Mishnah seems to be assuming we're ma'ariv the dam before placing it on the karnos on the mizbeach, but we don't know who says what. So says Gemara, it's estayim Rabbi Yoshi who damar ma'arvin. It's most mistaver that Rabbi Yoshi is the one that says that you mix the dam before placing it on the kronos on mizbeach. How do I know that? Da amar afal gav delok siv yachtav kemandach siv yachtav dami. Because in the sugya in Sanhedrin daf samach vav, Rabbi Yoshi is the one that says that whenever the Torah lists two items, and there's a vav that connects those two items, even though the Torah doesn't use the word yachtav to indicate that they need to be together, we view it as if it said the word yachtav. So over here it says v'lakach midam apar, ooh, midam asayir, a vav that connects them. So it's as if it says dam apar, dam asayir, yachtav. That's Rabbi Yoshi Ashita, and therefore the blood should already be mixed. But Rabbi Yonasan disagrees. He says, no, if it doesn't say yachtav, so the pasuk does not mean yachtav. It means each item independently, and therefore you would not yet mix the dam. So here also, that's since the Torah does not say the word yachtav, it would mean that each one independently. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting, that Rabbi Yoshia must be the one that holds that you do mix the dam, because he's the one that assumes the word yachtav. In what context does the Gemara say this in Sanhedrin? So Rashi fills us in over here, that the pasuk says, ish ish asher yikalel es aviv ve'es imo mos yimas, Aviv v'imo kilel damav bo. So there's machlokas. Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan had a darshan in that pasuk. Rabbi Yoshe holds that the reason the pasuk has to go back and say Aviv v'imo kilel after it already said Asher yekalel es aviv v'es imo is in order to associate the klala with both aviv and imo, to tell me that even if he's only mekalel one or the other, he's going to be chayiv. But had it just left it at Asher yekalel es aviv v'es imo, and in that I would have said that even though it doesn't say the word yachtav, that you're only going to be chayiv if you're mekalel both of them, because we assume the word yachtav if the word yacht, even though the word yachtav doesn't appear. So that would have been the hava amina of how to read that pasuk, that you're only chayiv if one is mekalel both aviv v'imo. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan holds that without any drasha, of course you're not going to have to be mekalel both of them in order to be chayiv. We don't assume the word yachtav when the Torah doesn't say it. So whenever it says with a vav, the Torah is telling me that it could be independent of each other, or it could be mashma shneim ke'echad, mashna echad, this one or that one, zebifne'atzmo, it could mean either way. So that's how Rashi fills us in over here. In Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Vav, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos what the source for Rabbi Yonasan is. Rashi says Rabbi Yonasan learns from Klayim. It says by Klayim, lo sachrosh b'shoru b'chamar yachtav. But But if all you need is a vav and we automatically assume yachtov, why would the Torah go out of its way to say yachtov by lo sachrosh v'shor v'chamar? It must be that no, the word when you have the word yachtov, that's when you need both together. But if it doesn't say the word yachtov, then it could be one or the other, or it could be together. Tosa says that the word yachtov that it says by klayim is actually necessary for a drasha that we have by klayim. Rabbi Yonasan is just saying misvara, that why would I naturally impose the word yachtov where the word yachtov doesn't appear? So it's just simply a svara that it's unlikely that we're supposed to imply the word yachtov when the word yachtov is not there. So that's the Tosos raises the question also on Chesam Ralph that in Sanhedrin Rabbi Yonasan says that whenever it says two things in the same in one pasuk, it's mashma shneim ke'echad, and it's also mashma each one b'fnei atzmo. So wait a second. So applying Rabbi Yonasan over here, mashma it doesn't say the word yachtov, so it could be either one. It could be shneim ke'echad or kalach b'fnei atzmo. So does that mean to tell me that if you want, you can mix the dam? Meaning that according to Rabbi Yonasan, if you want, it could be each one independently. You could put the dam apar on the karnas of mizbeach and the dam asayir separately. But if you want, you could also mix the dam and put them both together. That doesn't seem to be the halacha. It sounds over here that you're not allowed to mix the dam until after you put on the karnas of mizbeach. So it also suggests that since the mashmos of the pasuk could go either way, so we should learn from that which is mefurish in the parsha. And since the hazaos that we already did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal are mefurish, that they're done separately, so mela, this hazaos also should be done like the other hazaos up until this point, that it should be done separately. Whereas in the case of Aviv Imo Kilel, there's nothing else to learn from. It's just the Torah is telling me about the Isra of being Mekalel Aviv Imo. So then you're going to be chayiv. Either way, you're going to be chayiv when the Torah gives indicates two options. So normally you look for something to be machriya to figure out which one is the proper one. So over here we have a machriya. I'm not sure. Do I need to mix the dam or do I have options? Do I get to mix the dam or get to not mix the dam? No, we have a machriya. The fact that up until now the dam wasn't mixed, so you continue to do without the dam mixed. Whereas if you have a machriya, if you don't have a machriya, so then you assume the Torah is giving you options. That what does it take to be chayiv for being makalel of v'imo? Well, you could be makalel both of. You can't. But if you're makalel both of v'imo, you're chayiv. If you're makalel one or the other, you're chayiv. Both options are true. So says Gemara, now we're not necessarily sure that this is the case, that we can necessarily associate this machlokas Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yonasan to our case. Afilu tema Rabbi Yonasan hu. Our Mishnah that says that that your ma'ariv before you put on the karnas mizbeach might even be assuming like Rabbi Yonasan. And you can't ask why do we say that? Why would we be mefarish the pasuk that you take them both together, even though in all other places that it doesn't say yachtov, Rabbi Yonasan assumes that they're not both together because shiny hacha dechsev achas. Because over here there's another word, not yachtov, but there's another word that implies that they're together. The pasuk says v'chipar aron al karnosav achas bashana midam chatas hakipurim. So we darshan that you put them all only one time on the mizbeach. That implies that they're already mixed together. So says Gemara, that dechia is not necessarily true. Tanya dulo kishinuyan. We have a brisa that says unlike what we just wanted to be docha, that Rabbi Yonasan also agrees. That Rabbi Yonasan might be the one that holds that you your ma'ariv the dam together. No, what we initially assumed is correct. That Rabbi Yoshia is the one that holds that your ma'ariv the dam together. Rabbi Yonasan would say they have to keep the dam apart from each other because the brisa darshan's a pasuk. V'lokach midam apar midam asayir shiumu ravin diver Rabbi Yoshia. That Rabbi Yoshia is one that says explicitly shiumu ravin that the dam is supposed to be mixed together. Rabbi Yonasan omer mizeh b'fnei atzmo u'mizeh b'fnei atzmo. And Rabbi Yonasan says no, you don't yet mix them together. So there you have it explicitly that Rabbi Yoshia holds you mix them together. Rabbi Yonasan says no, you keep them apart from each other when you place them on the karnas of mizbech. So Amalo Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia challenges Rabbi Yonasan. How could you say that you take them separately? V'alo kvar nemar. Doesn't the pasuk say when discussing the mizbech hazav achas? So doesn't the word achas imply to you that it's only one matandam because you've already mixed them together? So Amalo Rabbi Yonasan. V'alo kvar nemar midam apar midam asayir. Yeah, but I have a pasuk that says midam apar umidam asayir, which makes it sound like they're independent of each other. Seem kain lama nemar achas. Yeah, but then what do you do with the word achas? Lomelcha achas l'shtayim midam apar, achas l'shtayim midam asayir. To tell me that I only place one matan dam from the dam apar on each of the kronos, and only one from the dam asayir on each of the kronos. But I do keep them separate from each other. I keep the dam apar and the dam asayir separate from each other. But bottom line is, here it is beferish in the brisa that Rabbi Yoshi is one that holds that we're ma'ariv the dam, and Rabbi Yonasan is one that holds that we're not ma'ariv the dam. And another brisa, Tanya Idach, we have another brisa, v'lakach midam apar midam asayir shumu ravin zeh bazeh, that the dam is mixed with each other. How do you know? Maybe it means they keep them separate from each other. Tamalomar achas. That's why it tells me achas. So who's that brisa assuming like? When that brisa says that they're supposed to be mixed together, ustamak Rabbi Yoshia. It's assuming like Rabbi Yoshia, because Rabbi Yoshia is the one that says that you mix the dam together. Period. So what we did so far is we have a machlokas whether you mix the dam of the par and the sar before placing the dam of the karnos hamizbeach or after placing the dam of the karnos hamizbeach. The Gemara's ultimate conclusion is to go with its original instinct that Rabbi Yoshia is the one that holds you mix before you place the dam on the karnos hamizbeach, and Rabbi Yonasan holds you only mix after placing the dam on the karnos hamizbeach. Then the Mishnah went on to say back on Daf Nun Gimel that nasanas hamalei bireikon, that you put the full kli into the empty kli. So by minei Rabbi Bar Chanan of Chista, he niach mizrach matok mizrach kibulas adam mahu. Who in general, if you have a kli sharis that you're supposed to use to catch the dam for a carbon to do a kabbalas adam, but you didn't take one, you doubled up. You put one cup inside of another and you caught the dam that way. What's the halacha about such a kabbalas adam? Min b'mino chotzeitz o eino chotzeitz. Do we assume that even though the two items, the two cups, are the same min, they're a chatzitza, one for the other, and the Kohen who puts one cup inside of the other to be mekabel the dam, even though they're both the same min, but if the outer kli is chotzeitz between his hand and the kli that's actually catching the dam, and therefore it's no good, it's not considered as if he did a kabbalah sadam as he's supposed to? Or do we say, no, it's not a chatzitza, they're both the same min, and therefore the outer kli is not going to be a hefsik between the Kohen and the mizrak that's actually being mekabel the dam. So it's as if the Kohen is holding the kli that's actually being mekabel the dam. So that's the shayla. Do we assume it's a chatzitza or not? Now, why do we consider this min b'mino? What makes it min b'mino? So Rashi writes, because it's the same kli. It's one mizrak inside of another one. So it's the same exact kli. Rabbeinu Eliyakim says, no, it's considered the same min because they're made of the same material. It doesn't have to be the same shape. It doesn't have to be the same. But the point is, they're both made out of zahav. And that's what makes it the same kli. There's Yerushalmi, the way the Karban Eda has a girsa in the Yerushalmi that says it's because they're both hegdish. That's what makes it min b'mino. Min b'mino in terms of its kedusha, even if it weren't made out of the same material. But whatever it is, one mizrak inside of another seems to be an issue of min b'mino. Now, it happens to be that there's a machlokas in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lam Zayin and Beis, machlokas amuraim between Rabba and Rava by chatzitza of min b'mino when it comes to netilas lulav. Let's say I'm nota lulav, but I have something that's min b'mino that's in between my hand and the lulav. So Rabba holds min b'mino chotzeitz, that it's not a proper netilas lulav. Let's say I have other palm branches wrapped around the lulav that are not part of the lulav. Is that a chatzitza? So Rabba says that it is, and Rava says, no, it's not a chatzitza. So the Ritva understands that the whole suffix over here, where the min v'mino chotzeitz is only within the shita of Rava, that by lulav it's not a chatzitza, because maybe that's when it comes to mitzvos, but maybe by kachim we're going to have a higher level of what's going to be considered a chatzitza. So the whole shaila is, if legabe, a mitzvah, you're going to assume min v'mino is not a chatzitza, but what about by kachim? Maybe now min v'mino should be a chatzitza. Other Rishonim are not so convinced that's what the Gemara is saying. Those Rishonim and Tosa Rash say that no, there's no difference between mitzvos and kodshin. When Rabbi Bar Chama raises a suffix, it's because there's a machlokas Rabba and Rava. So he wants to know, so how do we hold? I mean, you have a machlokas Rabba and Rava by lulav, so what do we say? So he just brings it up in a different context, but it's really the same exact suffix. Sarmalei, so Rav Chisar responds, Rabbi Bar Chama, Tanisua, we have a halach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that after you pour the dam apar into the dam asayir, nasan esam malei bereikan. You take the full kli and you put it inside the empty kli. So my love, Hoshu Mitzvah and Tok Mitzvah Kareka, doesn't this mean that you take the actual cup and put it inside the other cup? And once you do that, you then are nosin the dam on the mizbech. But the pasuk when it talks about nosin the dam on the mizbech says v'lokach midam aparu midam asayir. Lekicha means that the kohen is holding the mizrach where the dam is when he's placing the dam, when he's taking the dam from there onto the mizbech. So apparently, even though he's got a double cup, the outer one is not going to be chatzitza. It's considered as if he's holding the inner cup. So the same would be true when you're catching the dam, that even though you have an outer cup that's in your hand, but it's considered as if you're holding the inner cup because min b'mino is eno chotzeitz. In that sugya, Masecha Sukkah, Rava says that even though min she'eno mino is chotzeitz, but l'kicha l'idei davar acher shma l'kicha, that if you take something using something else to lift it up, that's called l'kicha. Meaning, it could be that it's chatzitza, but what's called l'kicha is a different. When the Torah says l'kachtem l'chem, so it could be that that's called the l'kicha, even if you're using some other substance in order to lift the item. So Tosfos says, how can we bring any raya from our Mishnah that min b'mino is ein chotzeitz? It could be that our Mishnah is talking about when you're holding the outer cup on its edges, where it's considered l'kicha al yedei davar acher. So Tosfos suggests that the Mishnah is not speaking about such case, because certainly the Kohen is not able to hold in one hand both of these heavy mizrakos and that has the dam apar and dam asar in it as well. Then he quotes from the Ritzba that legabi the dam apar dam asar, even the kicha l'idei davar acher is going to be possible. So if min b'mino would have been chotzeitz, there's no way he would have been able to do this, even if it's a l'kicha l'idei davar acher. So bottom line is, what are we saying over here? That l'chora we have a raya from the fact that he puts the malay inside the reikon, and we still consider that he's holding the dam. So it must be that the outer kli is not a chatzitza, because min b'mino is eno chotzeitz. So that answers our question. So it says more low. No. You misunderstood the Mishnah. When it says nasanas hamalei b'soch harekan, it doesn't mean that he puts the whole kli inside the other kli and he doubles up the cup. No, what does it mean? Ira mizrak malei l'toch mizrak reikon. He pours the dam apar into the dam asayir. So now he's got one kli that's full of all the dam and the other kli that's empty. Then he pours it back. He just pours it back into the other kli. That's what it means. Hatanale Resha Iridam Parlatoch Dama Sa'ir. So the Gemara asks, how can you say that he pours the mali into the Reikon? It already said he put the Dama Par into the Dama Sa'ir. Why would he have to then pour it back? He already mixed them. He already poured all the Dama into one kli. Why would he then have to dump all it back into the other kli? Says Gemara, Kedei La'arvan, Yafa Yafa. In order to mix it really well, the Ritva points out, these are Shnei Mine Damin, so they likely don't mix very well naturally. So you have to really shake them up to mix them well. So if you just pour it in one direction, it's not going to mix as well. And remember, you're going to take this mixture of dam and do a matan dam on one of the karnas of mizbech, and that's your only shot. And that matan dam is supposed to have both dam apar and dam asayir on it. So if it's not mixed well, you may only have dam apar, or you may only have dam asayir. So we need to make sure that it's mixed properly. So the Gemara wants to now be poshet the suffix, since our Mishnah did not seem to work to be poshet the suffix. Is there a chatzitza on min b'mino or not? So tashema. So let's bring a raya from the following. Haya omer al gabe kli. If a kohen was doing the avoda, and he's standing on top of a kli at the time of the avoda, he's not directly on the floor of the azara. Al gabe regel chaveru, or he's standing on another Kohen's foot. So pasul, the avodah is going to be pasul because you have to stand on the ritzpas ha'azara. So when you're on a kli or on regel chaveru, it's a chatzitza. So you see that, wait a second, his regel and his friend's regel are min b'mino. They're both the same min, and nevertheless it's a chatzitza. So don't you see that that min b'mino is chotzeitz? It says Gemara, nah, min b'mino is eino chotzeitz. Why is his friend's regel chotzeitz? Shani regel lo matzim mevatalei. A regel chavero is different because you cannot be mevatalit until the conclusion of the avoda. But a kohen who puts one mizrak inside of another mizrak could be mevatel the outer mizrak until he finishes the avoda, and therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza. So ikada amri, there is another version of the suffix of putting one kli inside of the other that hachabayimineh. that the Shaila Rabbi Baruch Hama asked from Chisa was the following. It wasn't about chatzitza. I know it's not a chatzitza when you put one kli inside of another. It's min b'mino. Derech sherus pekachwe and derech sherus pekach. The question was, is this proper? Is this a proper way to be doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Is this respectful? So Tashema, so the Gemara brings a raya to be poshut that suffix. The time to be Rabbi Shmuel, as kol kli asharis asharis bamba kodesh, shnei kelim v'sherus achas. That even though it says a plural klei hashareis, it says yushar subam b'lashon Yachid. So, clay hashares rather. It says clay hashares, not in plural. So, since the term kalim is plural and sherus hashares is lashon yachid, so you see that even with two kalim, it's still considered derech sherus. It's still considered dignified and not inappropriate for the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, this shaila of min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So, certainly we pass min b'mino eino chotzeitz, but the achronim have a chakir. In terms of what does that mean, min b'mino eino chotzeitz? Does min b'mino eino chotzeitz mean, let's say I'm holding a double kli, that the outer kli that I'm holding is really part of the inner kli, it becomes batel too, and it's part of the inner kli, so I'm really holding the inner kli, or does it mean we get to ignore it? You could ignore that which is normally the chatzitza. So it's as if there's just air in between my hand and the inner kli, meaning it's not that there's another kli being mafsit, because there's nothing there. You get to ignore it, and it's air. Nafkamina would be, what if air is no good? What if you're not allowed to have air in between? Meaning, what if you have a case where you need to be, there needs to be a direct touching from one to the other. The Chida raises this suffix in Simon Chav Zayin Hukhas Tefillin. You have this by Tefillin and by Big Day Kuruna, that it's not enough that you don't have something chotzeitz between your guf and the Big Day Kuruna, or your guf and the Tefillin. It needs to be al basaro on the Big Day Kuruna. It needs to be al yodech or beinenecha by the Tefillin. So even if the Mayim is not chotzeitz, but by Tefillin and Big Day Kuruna, Mayim is a chatzitza, because sof it's not actually on your guf. So maybe the same is true by chatzitza of min b'mino. So it's machlokas haposkim when you wrap the ritzua of your tefillin under the titura of the tefillin shalyad. So is that going to be chatzitza? Let's say the bottom of the tefillin shalyad, you have one of the windings under the actual box of the tefillin. Is that going to be chatzitza? It's min b'mino. Min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz. Yeah, but maybe by tefillin that doesn't help to have min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz, because maybe min b'mino eino chotzeitz tells me that I view it as air, and by tefillin, air is not good enough. So the many poskim are machmir on this. Mishu Bruin, Simul Chavzayin, Simkat Nidal, it says the chachila, nachon lahachmir, not to run the ritzua underneath the batim. But we do acknowledge that there are many poskim that are mekel as well, and that's why in a shasad chak situation, maybe we'd be mekel. There's a famous tshuva, a funny tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak. I mean, sad, funny, I don't know, but a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak where there was a guy who became a bal tshuva, and he had a tattoo on his left arm, right in the makom tefillin. So that's halbitzar, but the tattoo was dafka a woman that was totally undressed. That was the tattoo on his left arm. So he felt it was probably inappropriate to be putting tefillin right on that area. So what should he do? So it's not a din in erva, it's not erva, it's his own skin, but it's just like, how do you put tefillin on something like that? So Minchas Yitzchak suggested that he should get a piece of leather and wrap it on his arms. Min b'mino, eino chotzeitz. And that way, he'll cover up the tattoo until he can get it removed, if he wants to get it removed. I mean, assuming he, whatever, but until it gets removed, that he should take the piece of leather and he should put it on his arm, and that way it will be min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Is that so pasha that works? No, it's not so pasha that it works. It is a machlokas, but given the situation, lechara, it's the best option. There's a tshuva in the Chelkas Yaakov where he discusses about a bechor that's born using the forceps to get the baby out. So do you assume that since there's a question whether that's called petarechem, because he wasn't directly touching the rechem on his way out. So there's a major discussion in the poskim whether you do a pidyon haben on a child that has to be pulled out in such a way. So do you assume that, part of his discussion is that maybe since the mother's not makbid about it, adrabba, she wants it, she wants those to be used in order to get the baby out of her, so maybe it's not, it's eino chotzeitz, so it's ki'ilu min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Yeah, but maybe it's not chatzitz. Mitzvah, but it's also not touching the Petah Rechem, because it is something that's in between. It's just so that's totally not very same Chakira. Okay, now another suffix that Rambam Bar Chama has about Chatzitza. What if they put some sort of absorbent material inside the kli that they're going to catch the dam? It's a mahu. Min b'she'en omino chotzeit o eino chotzeit. This is a min b'she'en omino. So do we assume that that's going to be a chatzitza problem, or min b'she'en omino is not going to be a chatzitza? What do you mean? Min b'she'en omino, of course it's a chatzitza. No, but that's not the shayla. Kivdim b'chalcha lo chayetz o dobo lo shna. Over here, since it's porous, do we assume that it's not going to be chatzitza because the blood is going to get through this porous material and it's going to touch the kli anyway? Or do we say, no, this is a foreign substance in the kli and therefore it's going to be chatzitza between the dam and the kli? Samalei, so Rav Chisda responds, Sorin Bar Chama, Tanina, we can learn it from a Mishnah, Maseches Para, when it talks about putting the Efer Paraduma on the Mayim that came from the Mayan through the Shokas. The Shokas serves as like a kli and absorbs the water like a sponge. So zolif v'holich atchemegil the svog. So you dry out the water from the shokes until it gets to the svog. So to the sponge. So all the mayim that comes out is kasher la'azah. So you see in the Mishnah that all the mayim in the shokes, aside from the mayim that's actually in the sponge, is considered as if it's munach b'kli, even though the sponge is chotzeitz between it and the kli. And the reason is because it's porous. And if it's porous, that's not going to be a chatzitza. So says Mar, no, baby. Maybe water is different than blood, because blood is thicker than water, and therefore, even if you have a porous material, blood may not be, we may not have the confidence that blood is going to be able to penetrate through, whereas mayim will more easily penetrate through. Some say that he was poshet the suffix as follows: bedam kosher bekometz pasul. By kabbalas adam in such a kli that has the sieve inside of it, that's going to be kosher, because we assume that the dam will make it through the porous material, but by the komets of a carbon milcha, which is a solid, it's flour, then the komets is not going to be niskadesh in the kli if there's any sort of foreign substance in the kli, because we assume that the komets, the flour of the carbon milcha, is not going to be able to penetrate that which is in the kli. Okay, new Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis right now. So we're going back to the avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. He already sprinkled the dam apar and the dam asayir b'kodesh HaKadashim. He already sprinkled it on the parochas while he was in the heichal, and now he goes to the Mizbeach Hazav. So the Yotzel, the Mizbeach Hashem Lefnei Hashem, he goes to the Mizbeach Hazav, Zem Mizbeach Hazav. The Mizbeach Hashem Lefnei Hashem is a reference to the small Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav. So Hischil Mechate V'yorei. So he starts putting dam on the Karnos, Mizbeach, with his finger, B'derech Yerida, from up to down, because if you do it Milamata L'mayla, it would end up messing up his Big Day Kuna. It would end up getting all over the Big Day Kuna, because the Tana assumes that the Kohen Gadol would walk by foot to each of the Karnos HaMizbech, so he's right next to the Karnos HaMizbech. The Mizbech is 2 amos tall, so the Kohen has to lift his hands up a little bit, because the natural position of his hands is under 2 amos, so he has to lift his hands up. So if he's going to be going in an upward motion, the blood is going to drip right down his sleeve. So he goes in a downward motion, meaning he starts up and goes down, and that way the blood won't drip down his sleeve. So it's a way of keeping his Big Day Kuna clean. Me'echan u'maschil, which corner does he start with? Mikaren Mizrachis Tzvonis, the northeast corner, and then Tzvonis Maravis, northwest, and then Maravis Dromis, southwest, and then Dromis Mizrachis, and then southeast. Makom Shu Maskel B'chatas HaMizbech Chitzon. So it turns out this very place that he begins, the Nesinas Adam, on the Chatas Chitzona, on the Mizbech Chitzon, meaning the southeast corner, Shama Yigomer Al Mizbech HaPnimi. That's where he would finish the conclusion of the Dam of the Yom HaKippurim, the Chatas HaPnimios, on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Rabbi Lazar Omer, that no, he doesn't have to go around the whole Mizbech by foot. He stands in one place, and then it's not such a big mizbech. The whole mizbech is he could reach from one end to the other, so he could stand in one place. And all the other karnos hamizbeach, he can go milamata lemaila because he's reaching over, so it's not going to get all. It's not going to go up his sleeve. But the one that's right next to him, that one he has to go milamata lemata, so that he doesn't mess up his big dekuna. He's al tier rosh hamizbeach shav pam. Then after he does the matan dam on each of the karnos hamizbeach, now he sprinkles 7 times on the tier rosh hamizbeach. Tier rosh hamizbeach means the upper, the top surface of the mizbeach. V'shari adam, now whatever blood is left over, shofech al-yisod ma'aravi shal mizbeach chitzon. He goes to the big mizbeach, the mizbeach ha-chitzon, and he pours it in the western yisod of the mizbeach chitzon, v'shal mizbeach ha-chitzon, and the leftover dam from the other karbanos, the chatos that are brought all year on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, ha-yishofech al-yisod dromi. That would go in the southern yisod of the mizbeach. Elu ve'elu. But whether it's the shari adam of the chatos, ha-chitzonos, ha-pnimios, that are poured in the yisod dromi, and Maravi on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, they would all go through these two holes in the Ritzvah Sahazara, and this Arvin Ba'ama, they'd all mix together in the Amma, which is the drainage system, V'yotzen the Nachal Kidron, and all the blood would drain out to Nachal Kidron, V'nim Karan L'ganon L'zevelin, it would be sold to the gardeners for manure, for fertilizer, Umal in Behen, and it would be subject to Mi'ila, meaning the Chacham do not allow the Gananim to use it without paying for it. Once they pay for it, so then the damim has it takes on the status of hegdish, but then they're allowed to actually use the dam. In Masech Sevel Zara, Rashi writes that it doesn't mean that that someone who's nenim in adam is chayiv a carbon meila because there's no meila by dam kachim. No, it just means that it's usher to get hanah from it. In Maseches Meila and Dafir Aleph, Rashi writes this din that your mol bedam is only once it's already out the Nachal Kidron, because it's only a din derabanan, and the Chum warrant goes a din derabanan in the Mikdash. So it's only once it's out of the Mikdash in the Nachal Kidron, that's when this Isser Hana'a takes place. That's when the Isser Hana'a takes effect. So Tanu Rabban, we have a Brice of Yatzalim, is Be'ach Matam Lomar. So why does the Pasuk have to say Lashon of Yetziah? Could have just said, V'kibar al Mizbeach, Hashal of Ne'ashem. Some Rabbi Nechem, V'fish Metzinu, B'par Abba al Kala Mitzvos. We find by the Par Koin Mashiach and the Par Am Dovashal Tzibur, She'koin Amil Chutzal Mizbeach, that the Koin stands on the eastern side of the Mizbeach between the Mizbeach and the Pesach. Umazal Parochas, and he sprinkles on the Parochas by throwing the dam. So Yachal Avzeh, you might think by the Parat Sor of Yom Kippurim Kane that he should also stand on outside of the Mizbeach and sprinkle on the Parochas. Tamalom, and that's why the Pasuk says V'yatzal Mizbeach. Heichon Hayo, where was he? Lefinim in Mizbeach. When he was sprinkling on the Parochas on Yom Kippurim, he was on the western side of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Parochas, unlike by the other Parim. Tiny Idach, Lefnei Hashem. We have another Brice of Darshan, Lefnei Hashem. Matam Lomer, why does the Pasuk have to say that the Mizbeach Torah the Hasabim is Lefnei Hashem? We already know this. Rabbi Nechemi, Lefishim Etzinim, Parvisor Shem Akipurim, Shekoinam Lefnim in the Mizbeach. We find by the Parvisor Shem Akipurim that the Koin is Lefnim in the Mizbeach, Umaze ala Parochas. And from there, he sprinkles on the Parochas. So Yachal Avzeh. So I might think by the Par Koin Mashiach came, he should also stand right next to the parochas and sprinkle from there. Tam lomer mizbeach katoris hasamim lefnei Hashem asher ba'ol moed. So we darshan mizbeach lefnei Hashem bein kohen lefnei Hashem. That the mizbeach is lefnei Hashem, but the kohen who's sprinkling the dam on the parochas is not lefnei Hashem. Haketzad omer chutzam mizbeach umaze. He's standing further away from the mizbeach on the other side of the mizbeach, and from there he's sprinkling all the way to the parochas. So hischem mechatev yored, going back to Yom Kippurim. So we say that he's mechatev yored. He puts the dam on the karnos of mizbeach in a downward motion. So talking about hischem mechatev yored mehechon ayimaskel. Which corner does he start with? Mikerem mizrachus dromus, from the southeastern corner. Dromus maravis, then southwest maravis tzvonus, tzvonus mizrachus tiver Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Yosei Aglili Omer. No, mikerem mizrachus tzvonus. He starts with the northeast side. Tzvonus maravis, northwest. Maravis Dromus, southeast, Dromus southwest rather, and Dromus Mizrach is southeast. So Makom Rabbi Yosei Aglili Maskil Shom Rabbi Akiva Posek. The place where Rabbi Yosei Aglili says to start placing the dam, that's where Rabbi Akiva stops placing the dam. Makom Rabbi Akiva Maskil Shom Rabbi Yosei Aglili Posek. And the place where Rabbi Akiva starts the dam, which is the southeast corner, that's where Rabbi Yosei stops placing the dam. It's so interesting, though, that everyone seems to agree about one thing, that the Karen of the Mizbeach that he encounters first, that's not where he places the dam first. My time, why not? Isn't that a violation of Ein Ma'avir al Mitzvos? Don't you have to put the dam in the first place that you encounter? So Amr Shmuel, the Amr Krav, the Yatza El Mizbech. Adinafik Mikulim Mizbech. No, it's because the Pasuk says the Yatza El Mizbech, so that implies that he has to go from the entire area of the Mizbech, meaning he should not be standing between the Mizbech and the Peroches. He has to go on the other side of the Mizbech. Rabbi Kiva Nakif Derech Yemin. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the Kohen begins with the southeastern corner and then he turns to his left and he puts the dam on the southwestern corner, so why doesn't he go Derech Yemin? Meaning, why doesn't he go to the right instead of to the left? Lema, but Rami Bar Yecheskel Kamifli. Maybe they're arguing about the sheet of Rami Bar Yecheskel, the Amar Rami Bar Yecheskel, because Rami Bar Yecheskel taught us, based on the pasuk that describes the Yam Shel Shlomo, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, this yam that Shlomo HaMelech made, Omer al Shemasar Bakur, was a giant kli that was on 12 model cattle, Shlosh Aponim Tzafona, three of them facing the north, Shlosh Aponim Yama, Shlosh Aponim Negva, Shlosh Aponim Mizracha. So it goes north to west to south to east. And the yam was sitting on the backs of these statues of cattle. And all of them, with their backs, were to the actual kli. From the way that it's described, that the cattle are described, the directions that they're described in, you see, we're going toward the right. So Maris le Rami Bar Yecheskel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili must hold of Rami Bar Yecheskel, Umar Las le Rami Bar Yecheskel, and Rabbi Akiva rejects Rami Bar Yecheskel, and that's where Rabbi Yosef Glili has you going to the right, and Rabbi Kiva has you not going to the right. So it says more love to Kuli on the Islu Rami Bar Yecheskel. Everyone knows you're supposed to go to the right. V'achabakum Mifgi Marsav Yalfinim Pnim Michutz Umarsav Leyalfinim Pnim Michutz. The Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that we learn Pnim Michutz, the din of the Mizbeach Pnimi from the Mizbeach Chitzon. That just like by the Mizbeach Chitzon you have to go to the right, so to the Mizbeach Pnimi. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't learn the rules of the Mizbeach Pnimi from the Mizbeach Chitzon. So the Gemara says, okay, but Rabbi Kiva nihidul yol of pnimi chutz, but ibayi hachinavid, ibayi hachinavid. At least give him the option. Why does he have to dafka not go to the right? He dafka has to go to the left and not to the right. So Bez Hashem, we'll get to the answer tomorrow and the other explanations as well to this machlok, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as to the order of doing the hazaos. Okay. Oh, yeah. Sure.